General Electric said today it will sell its appliance business to a Chinese company for nearly $5.5 billion. It's the second big announcement from GE in as many days. On Wednesday, the company announced it's moving its headquarters from Connecticut to Boston. Joining us now is Mike Regan of Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
And this Chinese company, Haier, is paying a steep price to get into the American market. Tell us more about the company.
Well, it's a very interesting company. It started off making basically those little refrigerators like you see in a college dorm room. And it really just prospered along with the boom in the Chinese economy. And not only the Chinese economy, but the boom in the debt markets in China and the huge boom in urban property in China over the last decade or so. And since then, it's really become a major player in the appliance space. It's bought a few overseas businesses, Sanyo's appliance business, for example, it purchased, and a couple other international acquisitions like this to expand globally. So really becoming quite a powerhouse in this industry.
And does the current state of the Chinese economy, now entering bear market territory, have anything to do with why they're purchasing this part of GE right now?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's a direct one-to-one link. Obviously, the boom in the Chinese economy helped this company greatly. And whenever you become a big company like this, it's natural to sort of not want to have all your eggs in one basket. You know, obviously, U.S. companies have been aggressively trying to expand in China. And now, you know, it's natural for a company like this to want to go outside of China so that it's not exposed to just one single economy like that.
GE had tried recently to sell its appliance business to Sweden's Electrolux for about $3.5 billion, but U.S. regulators shut that deal down. What's the difference this time?
Well, Electrolux had a very large part of the market share in the U.S. appliance sales. So the Justice Department, you know, their concern was that between Whirlpool and the combined Electrolux and GE business, that it would really not leave a lot of competition in that market. In this case, Haier's not quite, it doesn't have the market share in this country that Electrolux has, so it's not as big of a competitive threat. So I guess the idea on GE's part is that this won't, there won't be as many roadblocks as there were with Electrolux.
What do you think this means for Americans who work in GE's appliance units? Will there be job losses in the U.S.?
It's a great question. You know, the official line right now is that they're going to keep the appliance headquarters in Louisville, Kentucky. But it's certainly something I think a lot of people will be watching for in the future to see if those jobs are at risk.
And any connection between this news and the news earlier this week that GE is moving its headquarters from Fairfield, Connecticut to Boston?
I think so. GE has a clear strategy to sort of reimagine itself as a technology innovator. Obviously, it's even its television commercials, you can tell how they're recruiting programmers. And the idea in going to Boston is, in their official announcement, they said, look, this is an area that has a tremendous amount of colleges. Obviously, Harvard and MIT is there. And they really want to recruit these brilliant programmer types right out of college. So what better place to be than Boston?
So that's it's all connected in a way. This is just sort of moving more towards being a tech company.
Right. Just sort of evolving away from sort of your father's GE that made appliances and light bulbs and getting more into, you know, high tech products of the future.
That's Mike Regan of Bloomberg News. Mike, have a great weekend. Thanks so much.
You too. Thanks, Jeremy.